Chestnut Soldier, The Magician Trilogy, Book 3. Written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Sean Phillips.
Chapter 1. The prince did not come entirely unannounced. There were messages. They slipped through the air and kindled Gwyn's fingers. The joints ached. Things fell out of his grasp. And he knew something was on its way. They had nearly finished the barn. It only needed a few extra nails on the roof to secure it against the wild winds that were bound to come, and planks to fit for the lambing pens. That was Gwyn's task. He had never been much of a carpenter, and today he was proving to be a disaster. But he could not pretend that cold or damp was causing his clumsiness. A huge September sun glared across the mountains, burning the breeze. The air was stifling. Gwyn hated hammering on such a day. Sound seemed to sweep unimpeded into every secret place, and with his father on the roof banging away at corrugated iron, the clamour was deafening. Oh! Gwyn dropped his hammer onto a bucket of nails and thrust his fist against his mouth. What have you done, boy? Ivor Griffiths called from his perch.
Hammered my thumb, didn't I?
You need specs.
Take after you, then, don't I?
It was a family joke. Ivor's spectacles. They were always streaked with mud or lost. Gwyn could see them now balanced on a pile of planks. Is it bad? His father asked. Pain began to get the better of Gwyn, the numbing ache aggravated by a bruised and bleeding thumbnail. Better go and see Mum, his father suggested. You're no good wounded, are you?
No, Dad.
Gwyn slid a chisel into his pocket, wondering why he felt compelled to do this. Perhaps something at home needed his attention. He didn't know then what it would be. He stuck his thumb in his mouth and jogged down the mountain track towards the farmhouse. In spite of the urgency, he could not resist a look back at the barn. It would be a grand shelter for the ewes, something to be proud of, for they'd done it all themselves, he and his dad, his cousin Emlyn, and Uncle Idris. It was a family affair. Idiot, Gwyn told himself. There's nothing here. It was such a bright and beautiful day. He could see it all from his high field, and all was well. Nothing threatened from the valley where trees glowed with early autumn colour. There were no phantoms hiding in the mountains that stretched calm and splendid under an empty sky. But the warning in his hands could not be ignored. He was tired of magic, of intuition, and the unnatural power that rippled through him sometimes. Once he'd been tall for his age, but in 4 years he'd hardly grown. Now information slipped in and out of his mind too swiftly for him to make sense of it. In class he dreamed, wondered about the distance between stars instead of trees, drew crescents where he should have made straight lines, forgot his English and wrote Welsh poetry that no one understood. Perhaps soon, he thought, when I am 13, the wizard in me will fade away, and I will grow and be like an average boy. To be average was Gwyn's greatest wish. Bending his head over his injured thumb, Gwyn began to run really hard this time, so that the stitch in his side would distract him from the painful little hints of bad tidings.